Good morning and welcome to Kettle Latte. It has been a very long time. Chuck Meether here, where we hang out at the Kirkside Cafe, which, although virtual, was closed for a few months because of the COVID-19 virus, which kind of changed a lot of things and some priorities as to how we go about conducting worship, especially online. But we are back right now and will continue for the duration of this year, Lord willing. So we're going to continue where we left off some months ago. Again, it was February 28 when we last had breakfast together. And so for those who have been kind of following along, we have been going through the Heidelberg Catechism for some time. Over the years, we've gone through other confessional statements. We went through the Westminster Shorter Catechism for several years. We had several tours of that, and we had previously had a tour of the Heidelberg Catechism many years ago. But today, we are at Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 26, question and answer 71. Where has Christ promised that as we as certainly washed with his blood and spirit, as with the water of baptism? That's a good question. And it is answered this way. In the institution of baptism, which says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." This promise is also repeated where Scripture calls baptism the washing of regeneration and the washing away of sins. And so, dear friends, we need to be a little careful with this. It's not suggesting, as we mentioned last time, a few months ago, that the rite of baptism, the institution itself, cleans us. No, it is the work of Christ only that removes every spot, every blemish, all of our sins. But Matthew 28:19 says, "Go therefore make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Mark 16:16, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Now some have used that passage erroneously and have concluded that one must believe or one must be baptized. So in church history, we have seen priests go out and madly baptize those who were dying in order that they might be saved. Again, that's not the case. The institution of baptism is not that which saves us. Looked at that before. Titus 3:5, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit." So baptism is a manifestation, is a physical depiction, is a sacrament, is an ordinance that shows this washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. But it can be the case that one is baptized even as an infant or prior to those who make profession of faith as adults get baptized, can in fact not be saved because they did not believe, they did not hold the things in their heart that God is who he is and Jesus came to save us from our sins and that we need a redeemer and that we must seek forgiveness of our sins and therefore we must repent and turn from our sins. If that's not done, then what does baptism do? Again, baptism shows, visibly shows as a sign and seal, the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. And finally, in Acts 22:16, "And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Again, this is not something that the sacrament itself does, but demonstrates. It shows the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why it is so powerful. Because in our sin, we are weak. And so we need the means of grace. We need the proclamation of God's word. And we need the sacraments to help us grow in knowledge and grace. So today, in your walk with the Lord, be filled with the Spirit. Be walking epistles, glorifying God in all that you do. And we will see you again, not like we did last time, a few months later, but Lord willing, a day.